4, basically talk about there were divisions in the Church of Corinth. Someone say they belong to Paul, someone say they belong to Apollo, some say Peter, some say Christ. We hope that we don't have this type of situation in our local church or in your concept. Paul mentioned that you should not learn from the old worker than what is recorded in the Bible. So how many of you like to be a worker? I mean, how many of you like to serve the Lord? And raise your hand. Good, thank God. Hopefully one day I can see you serving faithfully. So now from chapter 1 to chapter 4, Paul tried to mention what is worker like? What do they really do? What kind of attitude should they have? What are a worker like in the kingdom of God? So this section, we will cover on this. If you want to be the worker of God, what should you be like? Huh? Okay. Where is it? Over here, right? What is a worker like? Paul says that, first of all, a worker of God is like a farmer. That's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 6 to 9. Oops. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 6 to 9. Sam, can you read? 3, 6 to 9. Yes, we are like farmers. Some people are like sowing the seed. The evangelist sowing the seed. When you sow the seed, do you know which seed has life? You don't know, right? Because everyone looks the same. You preach to your friends. Do you know which one is God's chosen people? You don't know unless you really preach the gospel to them. And if they have died, for sure, they will grow. So Paul says that I do not come to you for baptism. I come to you for evangelism. It doesn't mean that baptism is not important. Actually, as a preacher, personally, I think one of my most joyful moments in my life is that when I baptize people. Just like when I baptize people, it's just like you see a newborn baby every time. It is so joyful to see that a new life belong to Jesus Christ. But it is not I who can decide or who can determine who will be chosen. I don't know which seed has life. My job is only spread the seed. Sometimes the seed might fall into the hot ground. Birds come and eat away. Some of the seed will be in thrown. Maybe they were baptized, but eventually they fade away from the church. Some of the seed, maybe like many of you, have a good soil. You enjoy the word of God. You like to grow. Therefore, in the future, you can bear fruits 30 times, 60 times, and 100 times. So we are like farmers. And some of them, like Apollos, they waters. They do pastoral work. So everyone got to do according to their own gift. If you are more into evangelism, you should do more about it. If you really know how to care for people, you should do more about it. And the Bible over here says that we should be cooperate. Because he who plants and who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So you don't despise the one who sowed the seed if you know how to water. You don't, you know, water is important. Do you know that there are some people, they call it that green hands. Do you have this term? Green finger, green thumb, green hands, green finger, green thumb. They are really good in watering. They are really good to know that, you know, how to make them grow, make them green, yeah? So, but we are one. We don't despise one another. But we know that it is not you or me to make them grow. So, when you work for the Lord, do you really need to care too much about how many people got baptized? Do you feel sad? How about if we set up a system saying that, you know, from now on, all full-time workers need to be evaluated. their salary is based on how many people got baptized in the local church. Do you think it's a good idea? Some people have this type of proposal. They think that, you know, ministers need to be evaluated, you know, just like the society, just like a corporate world. You know, the more you baptized, the more income church has, the more you shall receive payment. But actually, we got to understand that it is not preacher's work or your work to make them become a member. It is God make them grow. So really, one of the most important things for a full-time worker is, or for you, if you want to be a worker, is number one, know your gift. In what field you truly can serve the Lord? You know that right now, USGA, we recruit LM specialists and RE specialists, right? Do you know that? How many of you know this? If you truly want to serve the Lord, there are more channels. For example, some brothers, they don't like to leave their family. They don't like to travel. They like to serve the Lord at the same time. They want to take good care of their family. So maybe you can choose to be a LM specialist. You can write stuff for the Lord. Especially nowadays, we go into internet age. You can see a lot of saying in the internet, maybe negative. Maybe we need more positive image, positive message from. Oh, by the way, you know, how many of you ever read a negative message concerning our church on the internet? Raise your hand. Now, how do you do when you read all those type of negative things on the internet? What do you do? Huh? Laugh. What else do you do? You laugh, and what else do you do? Huh? You think. Make you think, okay? What else? Very good, very good. What else? Yes? I saw you want to say "san." How do you say "san" in English? Like or dislike? You mean dislike? For some reason, people like negative message, isn't it? When it comes to political campaign, right? A lot of people like to attack the other candidate, yeah, in order to gain attention. The more negative message you have, the more attention you will be drawn to. That's why people like to mention about a negative message. But personally, huh? What do you think if your family has something sad, something bad, do you want to post it on the internet for everybody to know? Huh? Of course not, right? And if your brother or church member have something, you know, really, sometimes I tell brother and sister, huh, internet sometimes is like a podium. For me to say something over here, probably only 100 people listen to it. If I say something on the internet, I have 500 friends right now, or 400 friends right now. I have a lot of friends. If I say something on the internet, it is more influential. But do you notice that if I say something negative about one individual, right? Mention the name. Is it decent? I don't think it's decent, yeah? To talk about a negative aspect concerning an individual. Like, of course, sometimes I make joke about my son. But, you know, I'm sorry, he's my son, so. But how about the other person that, you know, you really try to reveal their I don't think it's decent. Anyway, so we need, my point is that we need more positive message on the internet, right? We need to preach love, to preach, you know, peace. Not a lot of ugly stuff in the internet. It's not make the world even more beautiful. Oh, by the way, if you read anything that you feel doubt about the church, about personal issue, please feel free, especially this is the best opportunity. We have 6 or 7 workers over here. Some of us are involved with many church businesses. If you read anything negatively about the church, about a person, please, if you have any doubt at all, come to us. We will try to explain to you what is going on. Because just like Jesus, right? Jesus, when people say anything, Jesus never tried to belittle other person. Just on the public. Oh. So we don't want to do it. But if you truly have doubt, please come to us. So my point is that we need to recruit LM personnel that you can serve the Lord. You can spread the seed by your hands. You can do pastoral work using your pen. Or RE specialist. Actually, we have two students right now in TDP for training. And you know what? I just mentioned that we got to be willing to co-work with one another. Let's read Acts chapter 19. Please answer me after you're reading it. Where was Paul and where was Apostle? Chapter 18, verse 1. Chapter 18, verse 1. Tiffany Hay? Is any Tiffany Hay from Sacramento? Yeah, please read. Chapter 18, verse 1. Okay, so where was Paul? Okay, Corinth for a long time, right? Then where is Apollo? Chapter 18, verse 24. So where was Apollo? Huh? Ephesus, right? So you see, Paul was in Corinth, Apollo was in Ephesus, but later on, where were they? Please read chapter 19, verse 1. Let me change another one to read. Chapter 19, verse 1. Joanna? So where was Apollo at this point of time? Corinth. And where was Paul? Yeah, you notice the differences? They swap. Exchange, yeah? To do the same thing, like in GA, USGA, we try to swap workers once in a while. Current policy is 2 to 6 years, right? Because like we shared before, everybody have different gift. I told you, maybe I only cook certain type of food for you to eat. If you eat spicy food every meal, what do you feel? If you're like, how come spicy again? I want something else. That's why when you come to NYTS, we have different workers to come here to help you, to share the truth with you. So you have different type of fish, dishes. You know, everybody cook differently. Same thing when it comes to local church. Sometimes Apollo was here, and sometimes Paul was there, and they exchange, right? They bring benefit to the church. Today, we do the same thing. So I urge you to know your gift and to accept all types of work to go to your local churches. How do you know what type of gift you have? How do you discover your personal gift? How do you know you are a sower or you are the one who do water? How do you know? Anybody? Yes, Dennis. Huh? If you got assigned to do, if somebody asks you to do something, do you say, no, I can't do it? Do you say that? No, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I think you can give a try. Huh? For example, somebody was assigned you to do interpretation work, right? And you just say, okay, I'll try. You come up here, and you just cannot do that job, right? And what will happen later on? Bye-bye. Maybe have more training, come next time, right? So even the church will assign you according to your gift sometimes. So how do you know if you have that type of gifts? Church asks you to do, maybe Holy Spirit move the worker to choose you to do it. And if you can do it, of course, more assignment will be given to you. If you think that, well, you may have other gifts, probably they will assign you to do other stuff, right? So by your assignments, you can know what type of gifts you have also. This is other people can help you to understand your gift, right? How about you yourself? What do you like to do? How many of you like to fix stuff? Maybe you can do that kind of work. Your gift could be what? General affair. You fix the light bulb for the church, right? You fix this and that for the church. How many of you like to drive? Yeah, general affair, right? You are in charge of transportation. You know, transportation job is heavy in NYTS, right? How many trips? So you got to know your gift and work more on it. When I was in one of the meetings, they tried to elect an elder, the chairman of IA, International Assembly. You know, in our church, the meeting that I joined, I don't see anyone try to fight to take certain position. But I do see some people try to campaign not to be elected. Because once you got elected, it's like a cow already put an ox on. Once you got elected, the yoke is already there. You cannot do anything about it, right? So really, my view for the church is really, this is a beautiful church. I see very few people, I don't see, you know, many people really, they serve the Lord with genuine heart. I remember one time, there was an elder, he's very well respected. He traveled all over the place to help brothers and sisters, right? And he know that at that time, very likely he will be elected as the IA chairperson. But he do not believe his gift, it is administration. Therefore, he came out and said something that is that we remember all the time. He said that he feel like his gift is using his hand, not using his feet, because he wrote many books, right? He said that if you want a person to use his hand to walk, he can do it for several steps. Can you do that? Use your hand to walk. He said that if you want me to use my hand to walk around, I may be able to do it for several steps, but it would be too funny to see me doing that. But my gift is hand, not feet. So please choose someone who has a gift of, you know, traveling around, who can truly do training work to be the IA chair. And guess what happened after the election? He was not elected. Everybody supported him. Everybody agreed that his gift was kind. He was a hand. So brother, of course, you are in a stage where your job, you got assigned. But when you serve to the point, like for example, council member, right? Usually council member, before you elect someone to assume some responsibility, we allow members to freely express themselves. What do you think your gift is? Of course, other people can decide, but you can freely share your personal opinion. So make sure you know your gift when you grow up, so you know which field is best for you to serve the Lord. Like, all the members of a body is different. Some people are eyes, you know, they really know how to observe. Some people are hands, they really can make good stuff. Some people like feet, they really can travel and they don't feel tired. So everybody is different. And you know what? You will never be a garbage in the kingdom of God. Some people are depressed because they thought that they have of no use. I still remember when we tried to give birth to our first child, there was a poster in the doctor's office. No baby is a garbage. Something like that. No baby. Every baby is useful. They have their own, it's beautiful. They have their own unique characteristic, unique gift, and they will contribute if they are a decent person to the society or to the kingdom of God for sure. So we cooperate. You sow, try to sow more. You wonder, like Apollo, you should water more, right? And worker, not only like a farmer, they are like a builder. Please read First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. 3, 9 to 15. Irene's from Boyne Park Church. I think now belong to Irene from Boyne Park Church. Oh, over there. Oh, you know how to translate already. Man. Okay, Jackie, can you read? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 9 to 15. Yes, as a work of God, we are like builders. Who is the foundation? Who is the foundation? Jesus Christ. Who continue to build the first layer of upon the foundation? Who is the chief worker in this message? 工头. Did he say 工头, chief worker? Did he say that? Hello? Master builder, yes, master builder. Who is the master builder? Hello? You don't know. Huh? Who is the master builder? Hello? Huh? Who?
Who is the master builder? Who is it? Huh? Yes, God. Yes, God. He's the man to be the master builder. Yes. Oh, yeah? Who
is the master builder? And who else want to come to continue building? Got to be upon this. Can you like build a hut by yourself outside of foundation? Huh? Can you do that? When you do it, when you do the building for the kingdom of God, can you like build something, lay another foundation? Can you do that? Hello? Let me ask you another question. How many of you know that there are two temples? Where is his foundation? Did he build on the same foundation of Solomon's temple? If you do not answer me, I'm going to make it a homework. Yes! So you can understand that you cannot lay another foundation. Foundation is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation than Jesus Christ and the apostle. Where does it record it? Like the house of God got to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ and apostles. Where does it record it? Anybody? Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. This is very important, huh? Chapter 2, verse 20. Because you want to be the worker of God, make sure you preach no gospel beyond what is recorded according to the Bible. Don't go beyond the foundation. It's very dangerous. Which verse I asked you just to read? Please read it. Chapter 1, verse 20, did I say that? Chapter 2, verse 20, please read.
Verse 20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yes, the church got to be based on the prophets in that generation, apostles in that generation, Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. Oh, that is the only foundation. Today, if I tell you, right, my teaching, I mean, my understanding can go beyond the understanding of apostle. You know, because I have Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit keep guiding me to have a new understanding. So, you know, apostle's age already passed. This is the new apostle's generation. I am the new apostle. Okay? So, I can invent new truth, which Jesus Christ never mentioned. Apostle never mentioned. But, hey, we always got to improve, right? I mean, every generation got to have a new understanding, right? So, now I am the new apostle. I lay new foundation. Can I do that? My understanding can persist, surpass the understanding of apostles. And lay on the other foundation. Can I do that? No, you cannot do that. You are right. You know what? I went to Utah, and I went to Mormon Temple. You notice that there were statues. How many of you was there? There were statues, like three of them, I think. One of students, maybe God or Jesus Christ. The other statues, one is Johann Smith, John Smith. The other is who? Anyway, you know that, right? And they believe that God gives them new understanding, so they write the Book of Mormons, right? So Mormons become a new revelation. Like so many people believe that the Bible has open end. It's not finished. But to us, to Paul says, no matter how you build, your teaching cannot go beyond the teaching of Jesus and the apostle. Right? Hello? You understand? This is very important because nowadays we have so many information out there, right? Do you know that information is over here, it's in the sky. It's just wireless, right? Wireless. It's over here, all over, right? You just stop, and then a lot of information is in front of you, right? So all information over the place, and people are very smart. They can think of many new teachings for nowadays. But if it is not according to the Bible, they proclaim that I'm a new prophet. Actually, some people say they are new Jesus. Oh, new Jesus, yes. Some people proclaim they are new Jesus. Do you know that? Some people, they are very persuasive and deceiving. Even some of our members were drawn away. They say that, you know, they are Jesus, nowadays Jesus, and we shall live together, like Acts chapter 2, yeah? And I can use your credit card. But of course, you cannot use my credit card. I'm just kidding. You can use my credit card too. They share everything together, right? And then, this is so attractive, isn't it? Share everything together. I'd better draw more rich person into this group. But some of our members were deceived. I'm not talking about, this is something that I heard from South Africa. Some of my members, this group is from Singapore. Oh, they are still going right now. But again, their understanding, they believe that prophets is not only in the old days, but also current day. Jesus does not only appear in 2,000 years ago, it can appear nowadays. There are a lot of new teachings coming out right now. How many of you heard the news that there was a guy, Mr. Chen? He believed that Jesus Christ will come certain time, certain day in Sugar Land, Texas. Is this Sugar Land? A place called Sugar Land?
Garland,
yes. Huh? Garland, Texas, sorry, not Sugar Land. And it says that Jesus will come with UFO. UFO, right? In the backyard, and they proclaim that on TV, certain channel, you can see Jesus come the second time. Right? Really, this happened about, what, a few years ago. You didn't know this? Yeah, I think the following day, the leader wearing a a straw hat, come up, bow down to the ground and apologize for his followers. It's false. There are all types of teachings out there. You've got to be very careful. You are the builder of God. Make sure every time you preach on a podium, you got to base on the Bible. Understand? No, that's why when you listen to our sermon, no matter which preacher go up there, they flip the Bible and explain about it, make that application, then flip another Bible. You know, so everything we do got to be based on the teaching of Jesus Christ, apostles, prophets, which is recorded in the Bible. If anybody tell you new teachings, really, the Singaporean groups actually went to South Africa, tried to recruit our brother who are in college to join them. Even they, you know, we got to send worker to try to remind our brother, no, a lot of different teachings now is out. You got to be very, very careful. Again, the same foundation. You know what? Even you build on the same foundation, no? One day, testing will come. Do you like it or not? No matter if you like it or not, your life will go through trials. One day, can you imagine that in the whole of your life, no bad things will occur in your life? Do you believe in that? I don't think everybody have that kind of encountering, right? You observe your family, your mother's house, your father's house. Does anyone that you know really have no difficulty whatsoever in their life? Any one of you have observed that, please let me know. I want to know too. Right. Let me ask another question. Did Abraham run into famine? Abraham ran into famine, right? That's why he went down to Egypt, right? His wife almost got captured, right? Actually, got captured already. Right. Now, let me ask you another question. Does Isaac run into famine? Isaac, Abraham's son. Yes, right? He also wanted to follow his father to go down to Egypt, right? Let me ask you another question. How come in Bible's age, everybody got famine, they want to go down to Egypt? Why? Huh? Why? Why everybody have famine, they want to go down to Egypt? Why? I guess you know, right? I think I teach you this. No one? Huh? What caused famine? No rain, right? Hello? No what? What did you say? No rain, right? Are you with me? You're with me. Okay. No rain, yes. But how come? Egypt, let me ask you another question. Does Egypt has rain? No rain. Nile River, that's right. Nile River bring a lot of rains, and not only rains, but fertilizer. Black soil, the good soil. That's why when every place has famine, the delta area of Egypt is always a food. That's why everybody wants to go down to Egypt. But how come God do not want people to go down to Egypt? Why? Huh? Idol is there, but Canaan also got idol. Then Canaan also got idol. Why? You got to understand that promised land has boundary. Promised land has boundary, right? One of the boundary, southern boundary is 埃及小河, Little Egyptian River. If you go through that river, you are approaching land of Egypt. Land of Egypt in the old days, they were controlled by Pharaoh. Prefigure sinful world. God do not want you to go down to sinful world just to make money. That's why God talked to Isaac. Don't go, I will bless you. Isaac was so submissive. Did he go? Of course he did not, because he's submissive. How much did he earn in that year? 104, the Bible says. It by Baal. When nobody had any food to eat, in that generation of famine, the Bible says he has 100 times of harvest. This is really amazing, right? So sometimes, to other people, maybe it's a recession, but to many God's beloved one, could be a good opportunity. Like you observe, brother and sister, God bless them. Oh, this is what this stuff. I'm not going to talk it. Should I talk about it? Some people just purchase expensive house in what? forget about it. Anyway, so when it comes to depression, you know, bad times, it could be opportunity too. So if God wants to keep you and preserve you, doesn't matter the environment is. But I just want to let you know that people go through hardships. Abraham, Isaac, how about Jacob? Does he have famine? Did he run into famine? That's why he sent his son to Egypt to buy food, right? So I'm telling you, in your lifetime, you shall encounter some fire, trials and temptation, and it will come and test your building. You are like a building built up by workers, right? If the worker keep telling you that, believe in Jesus, then you can be prosper. Believe in Jesus, and nothing bad will happen. And someday bad things happen, what would you do? You collapse, right? But if the worker tell you that, believe in Jesus, but you still need to carry the cross to follow Jesus. Believe in Jesus, but you still will have cancer. You still will have car accident. You still will get F in your test. Right? I mean, this is part of life. Sometimes you don't study, you cannot blame God, right? Sometimes you go to joint class, you cannot blame God. Sometimes you play video game all night long, how can you blame God, right? This is not a test. This is not a test from God. This is like the Bible says, rain come down, wind blow by, and flood you away, right? When rain is from above, flood is from under, yeah? Satan sometimes will drag you to the wrong route, and you just got addicted to video game. And I'm sorry, sometimes it's just bad things happen to you, right? That's why you come to NYTS and the inner man, got to be strong, got to build up. So you can say, you know, I'm not saying you should totally not to play video game. Now, don't tell people I tell you you can play video game. But I'm saying that, my point is that, I'm not saying that you should. I never play video game. Is any good video game?
Yes.
Yeah, good video games? You know, no matter what, you should pray to God that you never got controlled by anything. I mean anything. You are master of everything, but you never be slave of anything. One day you become your slave, one day you discover that you are slave to something. How do you know you are slave to something? You cannot control. You cannot control yourself. When it comes to 11 o'clock, you just cannot say no to computer or say no to the things that you love to do. When it comes to class time, you just cannot say no to your own stuff and go to class. Then you are bounded. Sometimes though, you need fasting prayer if you have this kind of problem. Sometimes you need to call friends, call your mama, call your papa. Really, I need help. Call me. Call me. I cannot do anything else, but I can pray for you. Yeah? Really, I mean, your time is very, very precious, right? And you know that the fire will come to test this building. That's why when you believe in Jesus, make sure you have full concept on the Bible. Not only believe in Jesus is all good, you will never get sick, you will never get fired. This is not the teaching of the Bible. So as a worker of God, when you are an IE teacher, make sure you teach according to the Bible, because we got to be faithful worker of God. And not only that, we're like steward. Chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I noticed that a lot of brothers' face simply turn blank when I talk about slave stuff. What happened to your life? Probably got to pray harder. Huh? I noticed that something interesting over here. You got to pray power within so you can control stuff and not be controlled by something else. May God help us. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. 1 to 5. As a worker of God, we are a steward. We are in the house of God. Lydian Chow. Who is Lydian Chow? Can you read? Five, yeah. The things that request from the steward is what? Is what? Talent? Gift? Labor? Faithfulness. Can we, if we have any test, can you make this in the test, please? Because I think it's very important. As human beings, we all look up to gift, talent. That's why we always like, I want to, when Jesus talked about some people receive 2 talents, some people receive 1 talent, some people receive 5 talents. Which one do you like to, you are, which one you like to, you have?
10.
10, see? You are so smart. God give you 5, you want 10. That's, you know, me too, I'm sorry. everybody look up to most valuable player, right? MVP, right? Who is the most valuable player in NBA this year? I don't know him. I only know Curry. He's not MVP this year. Anyway, where are we? Oh yeah, everybody look up to most valuable player. Everybody like to perform. Everybody like to look up to. Better you can be all talent, right? You can do many things. But in the kingdom of God, God do not see how much you serve. God wants to see how do you serve it? How do you do it? Do you truly use your totality? Like when you go to school, you have tests, right? God do not want to see you got A. God wants to see how much effort you put into it. So when the society evaluate you by your GPA, 4.5, or no, this 4.5 is high school, college no 4.5, right? I think for me, college 3.0 is already very difficult, right? I mean, yeah. Anyway, but God do not see that. God see, really, I'm serious. God see how much you put into it. So really, when you become more mature, you know, sometimes you got to look at how God evaluates you, not how the society evaluates you. Because, you know, some people, I'm sorry to, I'm not trying to insult those who are intelligent, but really a lot of intelligent guys, they only know how to study, but they do not know how to be a person. Really, I'm serious, they are, for some reason, they can see 10 lines with one glance. One glance, 10 lines, everything is over here. But ask him to shake hands and say hello to people. They have phobia, cannot do it. They don't know how to, their IQ is very high, but they don't have EQ at all, isn't it? Now, I'm not saying that everybody is like that, but I'm saying that everybody is different, right? And God will use your gift that you have. We say that you are not a garbage. You have something. But you got to make sure you try your 100% in front of God. That is very important. Score, result, is not. If I only have two talents, right? You ask me to earn 10 talents. I'm sorry, brother, forgive me. I cannot do it because I only have 2 talents, man. I can only earn 2, the maximum. maybe you are smarter, you can earn double. But this is all God requests. So how do you define faithfulness? To me, of course, there's no definition in the Bible. To me, it's all. All. Do you read Chinese character? How many of you read Chinese character? Raise your hand. Then I'll write Chinese for you. To me, our first one is all. Love your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, right? All. All is first of 尽. 凡事尽其在我，但求无愧于心。尽. All you need to do is 尽 your best. That's it. Sorry, you don't like it? This is my best. I'm sorry, this is the best I can do. So, that's how God evaluates you. That is called faithfulness. 尽心尽力，尽心尽力爱主你的神。尽 ，best， all， that's it. Then you have clear conscience. Now Paul says that when you serve the Lord, he don't really care too much about how people judge him. What did he say? Did he use the word judge? But with me, it is very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. You know, when we do the work of God, like people evaluate, people have an image of you in their heart. Oh, I know this worker. I know his performance. And I know he's always like go over the time. Oh, I know he's always, boring, maybe. Right? You have image of that. But the word, if you say this to Paul, right, what will Paul say? I will consider it a very minute thing, not important. You give me a score, you give me A, you give me F, it's a small thing, right? You member criticize you, hey, you cook today, hey, you cook delicious. Oh man, you put too much salt, okay? Too much salt. Now what do you say? But you say, I already do my best. You do not count it a big thing. Doesn't mean you don't care about the evaluation of others, but you do hear it, you do evaluate, you do think about it, but you know that you already do your best. That's it, period. I don't even give myself score. I just do my work. The same thing, right? Paul had the same attitude. You don't need to evaluate yourself. You just do your work. And there's one who will evaluate you, will give you reward, that is, in the future, in the heavenly kingdom. Oh. So really, it's the most beautiful thing is really you. You try your best. Sometimes the verse really touched me. In Chinese, I can memorize in Chinese and English. It says that, 虽然我不觉得自己有错，也不能因为这样称义。Right? Which verse say that? Say that. Even though I don't consider myself, what did he say? In English. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, for I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. A lot of time when we serve the Lord, right? People say this, people say that. You don't think you are wrong. Like, these guys do not know what he's talking about. Not because you don't think you have no mistakes, doesn't mean you are right in the kingdom of God. So what do we learn from this? What do we learn from this? Try your best, yes? You are clear conscious, yes? But make sure everything got to go back to God. Everything you think is right, but did God see it right? People said it wrong, people said it right, people like it, people don't like it. Doesn't matter, but how did God see it? You think it is right, but the God deem it right. So every time when you serve the Lord, right, you come back to how God sees it. It's very important. And eventually God will reward you according to what you do. I'm sorry to say this, but it took me like 20 years to learn this verse. Even though I don't think I am wrong, does not make me right. I think you are too young for this, I think. But pray about this. This is a very interesting sentence when you serve the Lord. Very interesting. Meaning that you got to see everything from the perspective of Him. To serve the Lord, one sentence I've always heard and always keep in my mind. Oh, sorry. You cannot hear me, yeah? Sorry. Don't look around all the time. Don't look down all the time. look up all the time when we're serving the Lord. Yes, people have opinions, you might look around, but to Paul, it's a very minute thing, small things. Yes, if you're disappointed, you look down. Ah, man, I did not do a good job today. But actually, sometimes it's not necessary because it is not who make life grow. But look up. What did he say? What is the will of God? How did he like you? Did you try your 100%? Look up all the time. Yeah. All right, so that is the worker of God. And also, as a worker of God, we are like, it says that we are like a play. We play the, our role is the last and appoint to death. Let's read chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 9 to 13. Chapter 4, 9 to 13. Margaret, can you read? Yes, huh? Paul tried to say that in this world, we are like, it's like a stage. We are all play on it, you know? When you are older, you notice that you play sometimes many roles. Your role could, your role could be a son. Of course, you are a son, yeah? Your role is a student, double role already, yeah? What else is your role? Your role is what? Yeah. Me, I think I have more roles. I'm a worker. I'm a father, I am a husband, I am, anyway, many roles. But Paul says that when you play on this role, one day, who are the audience when we play on this, when we play on this, this play? Who are the audience according to the Bible you just read? Huh? Who are the audience? Hello? Verse 9. Louder. What do you say?
We have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
Yes. We show to angels, also fallen angels and men. So in Chinese, we have a story called 四知堂, foreknowing. 天知地知你知我知. When you do something, really always four party knows. God, Satan, of course in this case we also saw angels, right? And when we are talking to each other, we're doing some secret, you and me, right? So everything, every time you do anything, you're playing the role, actually, 天知地知你知我知, heaven, earth, people, angels and Satan, they are all looking at you. So sometimes when you commit sin, it is not you. Your problem only. When you commit sin, actually it's God's face. God's face. God has no face because we commit sin. That's why David was told by the prophet, because your deeds, what did he say? You put God to shame, make God feel shameful. Similar like this, right? Let's turn to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. Chapter 12. The Lord says, verse 14, chapter 12, verse 14. Can you read, please?
Verse 14. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme.
Yes, enemy of the Lord can blaspheme. When you commit sin, it's not only you, your problem, it's between God and Satan. God's name has been blasphemed. Thus, God loses glory. God wants to use you to glorify his name. But when we transgress against people, actually, God has no face, lah. God loses glory, lah. Because you are his image. You are his beloved one. So really, we are like a robe. People are watching. Be very careful. Apostle, appointed to death. What do you mean by appointed to death? Really, when you look at Paul, right? How many times he was stoned? How many times he was rot? How many days he was floating in the ocean? What kind of danger he suffered? Did he truly go? I talked to PMVP, right? If you want to do a volunteer work, how many of you dare to go to volunteer yourself to go to South Africa? How many of you like to go to South Africa with me? Raise your hand. That's wonderful. That's very good. You know how dangerous South Africa is? Against every Chinese shop got robbed. I hear so many stories. Now, after I tell you all the story, if you still choose to follow me, I shouldn't say follow me, follow Jesus. We go together. We go together. I think probably it can be a apostle. You know, it's appointed to death. A lot of times it's dangerous, but dare you to go. Paul, serving the Lord sometimes, but a lot of brothers over there, they think it differently. They believe that every place is dangerous. Like, what kind of dangerous situation we have in the United States so far? Maybe you go to some campus, some crazy guy just take out his gun, boom, 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 boom. You happen to be there, you die too, right? So the same thing. So and the South African brethren, they are very brave. They believe that everybody is dangerous. Paul believed that if God do not want him to die, he will never die. If God want you to die, even though you sit anywhere, maybe anything come, anything, you just drop, right? So we believe that our territory and our lifespan is predetermined by God, right? How many of you think so? Your lifespan and your territory is predetermined by God. What do you think? Of course, by saying so doesn't mean you can drive very fast, yeah? If you drive too fast and you go to heaven, Jesus said, hey, your time is not up yet. How come you are here? He said, I thought you said that I'm predetermined, so I drive recklessly. Maybe Jesus will answer, hey, it is your business, it's not my timing, right? So of course we are not testing, but we believe that if we do the right thing, everything is in the hands of God. So, brother, I like a verse, huh? Really, no matter you like it or not, this world is a stage. You are one of the players. How is the performance? We only hope that one day when you step down, you hear Jesus, huh? Give you a hand. My good and faithful servant, come and enjoy the feast with me. Yeah? I think for you to come here, that's the voice you want to hear in the future. Chinese. I think I like this when I say in Chinese. 人生好比戏剧,世界好比舞台,今天有你演出,愿使掌声如雷. We hope that one day, really, God will. Good and faithful, because you have done a good job to play your role. Let's pray in silence. Amen.